Dr. Kim Anderson, our crop marketing specialist, joins us now. Kim, wheat harvest continues. What's the latest on your end?
Well, if you look at the wheat harvest, we're essentially done, probably close to 90% in Oklahoma. In mid-week, they're up near the Kansas-Nebraska border, so that harvest is moving north relatively fast. Of course, slowed down by this humid, wet weather going on. The prices in the market are choppy for wheat, corn, beans. Cotton's relatively stable. You look at the Black Sea area, they keep tweaking the Russian wheat crop. It's coming in probably around 3 billion bushels. Ukraine's crop looks relatively good. Increased exports out of the Black Sea area this next year. Egypt purchased some wheat, and Romania undercut Russia for selling wheat into Egypt and undercut the EU. So that implies that we've got sufficient wheat around right now. Another story underlying, India may change the way they market and merchandise their wheat and buy their wheat. More open, more market oriented. They're going to try to increase exports. I don't think it'll have any impact this year, but maybe next year. And if you look at what's going on there, it's going to improve the quality of the wheat in India and move more out on the markets.
You have some reports to talk about. Let's start with the Planted Acres.
Well, you look at that Planted Acre report. When that hit, the markets changed immediately. You look at all wheat. The analyst had predicted to be 45.9 million acres. USDA came in at 46.7. That's slightly above the March estimate, but well below the analyst. And you can think why. Wheat price is up about 20 cents then. Spring wheat, analyst had it at 11.4 million acres. It came in at 11.6. March it was 11.7. You look at hard red winter wheat, USDA came in at 23.6. March was 23.2, slightly negative, but all that other acreage down it'll be no impact there probably, but higher prices. Corn, the analyst thought 93.8 million. It came in at 92.7. March was 91.1, so it's well below the analyst. Big price move in corn there. Beans came in, the analyst said 89 million, came in at 87.6. 80 cent price move there in beans. The March was 87.6. Cotton came in at 11.7. March USDA was 12.0, so not much change in wheat, but a big impact there on prices because of that, the acreage, planted acres report.
Looking into the near future, what do you think is going to have the biggest impact on prices?
Well, so we got the acreage report out of the way. I think the market's going to be what's going on with the weather. You know, policy comes, policy goes, but the weather's going to determine price. And this weather is, it depends on where you are. You go up into South, North Dakota, Canada, drought areas. You go in Western U.S., drought areas. You go into Central, we're getting more rain than expected. You go to Eastern or Midwest U.S., corn, bean areas, relatively good conditions. The weather, I think, is going to drive prices from here on out.
And last but not least, what's the market offering for some of those other crops?
Well, if you look for wheat right now, $6.20. Canola, $10.50. Corn, $5.75 for a forward contract for harvest delivery. Sorghum, $6.45 for harvest delivery. Soybeans, $13.10. And cotton, somewhere around 86 cents on the future, so around 82, 83 in Oklahoma for harvest prices.
Okay, Kim, thanks a lot. We'll see you next week.